Millions of people here in California are now under stay-at-home orders through at least Christmas as hospitals across the state are overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. And Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN he supports that move.
I have been in discussion with the health authorities from the state of California who called me and asked, you know, they said, we feel we need to do this. What do you think? And I said, you know, you really don't have any choice when you have the challenge to the healthcare system. You've got to do something like that.
Others have questioned Governor Gavin Newsom's decision-making to close businesses. And now some cities and counties are sidestepping and forging ahead on their own path when it comes to managing restrictions. Joining us now to talk about this is Nicole Nixon, a politics reporter at Cap Radio in Sacramento. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, so these measures just went into effect this week. How widespread are they and how are they going?
Well, more than three quarters of the people in California are now under a stay-at-home order. And these orders have only taken effect in the past 48 hours here. And they're supposed to be stringent measures. You know, bars, hair and nail salons are closed. Restaurants are supposed to go takeout and delivery only. But there are businesses who are not closing. And many county sheriffs and local police departments are saying that they don't want to go after those businesses.
And there was this methodology used to kind of figure out what places should have these orders. Can you tell me more about the state's methodology?
Yeah, so these stay-at-home orders are tied to ICU capacity. So the state's broken up into regions. Health officials say that that's because that's how hospital systems work. And so when less than 15% of a region's ICU beds become available, these restrictions will take effect. And this is currently the case in Southern California and in the Central Valley. It's a little more complicated coming off these orders. So the state says that the stay-at-home order will be in effect for these two regions that are currently under them until at least December 28th, if their ICU capacity for the next month is projected to be above 15%. And that's important because those projections are based on case rates and current hospitalizations. So it's pretty complicated.
Yeah. This methodology has been questioned, as you mentioned, by municipalities and by business owners who feel there's really no transparency or trust after Gavin Newsom was shown recently at a dinner inside of a restaurant. How is he building trust at this point?
Yeah, well, not only was that dinner indoors, it was at one of the most expensive and exclusive restaurants in the state. And it rubbed people the wrong way. So the governor's apologized over and over for that incident. It was notable that about a week after that dinner was revealed, the state announced a new curfew for businesses, and Newsom did not make that announcement. The state's top health official was the one to make that announcement. Some have been more forgiving to him than others, but these kinds of things do hurt leaders' credibility. The other thing about these orders is that business owners want evidence about how the virus spreads. I've been talking to business owners like a hairstylist in Southern California. She does not plan to close. She says that she's been doing the masks and the hand sanitizer, but she's also been taking extra steps like UV lights and face shields. And she's frustrated because she says those things were mandated by the state and they're working. She says there haven't been any exposures in her salon, so she is frustrated about being told to close.
There's so much here because of all of these patchwork plans with different municipalities and counties. What are you going to be watching for in the days ahead when it comes to these stay-at-home orders and fighting the coronavirus here in California?
Well, a couple things. I mean, you're right. Patchwork is totally the word here. There's one county in the Bay Area. The Bay Area voluntarily, a bunch of these counties went under a stay-at-home order. There's one county that notably didn't. And I think this just shows how frayed the pandemic really response has become. The other thing I'm watching is schools. Most California kids have been in remote learning since March, and the state hasn't provided much guidance to get them back.
Nicole Nixon is a politics reporter at Cap Radio in Sacramento. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.